the hour. Doug Stebbins, good day. Dudley making his way back into the studio. He's outside yelling at the cows, letting Charlotte run around and go crazy. So until then, you can go to DougStebbins.com or GoodDayShow.com and check out today's poll, which is a fun one. Roberta, I think I know how you would answer this. If the IRS makes a mistake and gives you money, should you be able to keep it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, this poll is based on a story at DougStebbins.com where the IRS accidentally deposited $90,000 or something like that into his account, and he spent 60 of it paying off his student loans. And now they have pressed charges and are going to try and arrest the guy, and they've thrown him in the hooscow. So,
who's in the hooscow?
Who's in the hooscow? The guy who spent the $60,000 of the $90,000 that he got from the IRS. So would you... say absolutely, it's not our fault, they made the mistake. B, maybe, depending on how much it is. Or C, no, it's the same as stealing. What would you do?
What would I do under the circumstances?
I know how you and I both feel about the IRS. Would you spend the money they accidentally put in your account?
I think they're going to have a hard time getting this guy on. They're trying to bully him in a circumstance, whether it was common sense, he had any common sense. You ask questions, but how are you guilty, the presumed guilt here, when there are plenty of examples of, for example, The Millionaire, this television show that was around. There are a lot of real-life millionaires who have, for whatever the reason, taken some of their money, some of their treasure, and they have bestowed it on others. And there have been no questions. Sometimes they want to be anonymous.
Yeah, but it doesn't just show up in your bank account.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So wouldn't you, as somebody who preaches personal responsibility, wouldn't you say if there was $100,000 in your checking account that you couldn't account for, wouldn't you go to the bank and say, where did this come from?
But they won't tell you because it's put in anonymously.
But they would tell you if it's from the IRS.
Let me ask you this. Let's say it was in his account for 2 months, and he said, okay, I'm just going to wait and see what happens if anybody contacts me. And after 2 months, you know, it's kind of like if you find $1,000 on the sidewalk and you take it to the police department and they say, okay, we'll hold it for 30 days. If nobody claims it after 30 days, it's yours.
Yep.
What if this guy did the same thing? It's in his bank account. He waits 30 days, 60 days, whatever it is. Nobody claims it.
But you say something to somebody. I mean, I want to stick it to the IRS like you guys do. Believe me, I would love it. But at the same time, you've got to say something if that amount of money shows up.
If you know what would happen if I had that money... It was put in my account. They came after me.
I'd be going after
the constitutionality of the 13th Amendment, which allows the IRS to exist and the IRS to tax your wages. That's what I'd do. Mm. I'd make a big federal case.
Yeah,
of
but people have done that time and time again, Doug. And
I'd make some more. Yeah, okay. So what?
Yeah,
I'll make some more noise.
How's Irwin Schiff doing with that?
Yeah, Irwin's out of jail. Mm. Anyway, those items are there. And that just shows you how railroaded we are, because I think Schiff is right. Frankly, I think he's 100% correct. But we don't have the courage because the courts are in... all of this stuff is a collusion. I see a conspiracy, even though I'm not a conspiratorialist, I see a conspiracy everywhere when it comes to this sort of thing. Everybody's in on the take.
Right now we're getting it from every single direction, whether it's sales tax, income tax... taking away of services but still charging you the same taxes. Whatever the way that they can get money out of you, they're doing it. There's a thousand different ways that the government is getting 10 cents out of your dollar.
Yeah, you're at peril for losing your money from people who have been established.
And it just makes people want to stick it to the man just a little bit more because of that.
And here's a way to do it. Tom Kreitler, who is from the Money Pit, has an idea today on the bottom of the page, the Better Living Box at DougStebbins.com. There's a federal tax credit available for you installing energy-efficient doors till the end of the year. So you might want to, if you need to have work done around the house, this is a good place to start. Tax credits.
But look at that.
Energy-efficient
doors. Tax credit. It's like, ooh, they're giving me something. Thank you.
It's your money. Hello. Okay. Speaking of the government, here's something that really is raw and in bad taste. And I'm glad to see that something was done. I'd be interested to see if or hear some of the folks on the radio today talking about the pretender, the Obama pretender that took stage at the Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans over the weekend, started a comedy routine that became so offensive. Why do people think this sort of thing is appropriate. The guy's name was Reggie Brown. You ought to all go look at this guy. As much as you may not like Obama, I don't like him. I don't, but I'm not a fan of the Republicans either. These guys laid themselves open for such astounding criticism because of what this guy did. He said that Obama was, he only celebrated half of Black History Month because he's biracial. Now, you can chuckle at that a little bit. But then he pointed to a picture of Fred Sanford and said, that's what Obama would look like if he was older. And then he began mocking him, and then they got the hook and got him off of the stage. But they didn't even know what the guy was going to do. Yeah, it's that kind of stuff. Why do people find that amusing?
Yeah, why would you not know
what somebody's going to do
when you booked them to be on stage?
Right. Yeah. So, anyway. Then there is there are all these ethical questions. What are you laughing at?
Obama was born in Hawaii, or as the Tea Partiers call it, Kenya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. I just, there is an interesting reality here in how politicians, you have not really thought about, I know you haven't much, about the implications of what's going on. These Republican gatherings, the Democratic gatherings, they're really aimed at one thing, and that's to raise money. So that whether candidate X gets more money, candidate Y gets more money. How obscene is it that both parties now are trying to raise $1 billion to use to influence your vote next year in the presidential sweepstakes? $1 billion.
And where are they getting that money from?
Well, yeah. If you've read into the behind the scenes with the John Edwards case, the real reason he's in hot water is because he lied about getting money from Mrs. Mellon, the lady who runs you've heard of Carnegie Mellon, the Mellon Banks, et cetera, et cetera. These people are cajillionaires. And this woman's like 100 years old, and the idea is that John Edwards sort of was sweet-talking her in her 90s out of her money. And so she says, I didn't do this, but she doesn't know what happened to the money because apparently Edwards got cozy with somebody who works with her, and that's how the purse strings got opened up for Edwards to use almost carte blanche, as much money as he wanted to, from the Mellon Foundation. So there's that access to money. Here's Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas being investigated because of his friendship with Harlan Crow, a real estate guy. Ethics on the Supreme Court. Apparently, Thomas is getting a lot of favors, including riding around on this guy's plane anywhere he wants to go. Thomas got a $15,000 bust of Abraham Lincoln and from this guy as a gift. Virginia Thomas got $500,000 to start a Tea Party-related group that is focused mostly on health care overall. But the money is coming from this guy, Crow, who gives Clarence Thomas' wife trips on his yachts and trips on his jets and yada, yada, yada. Apparently, there's much more stringent rules, as there ought to be, on Supreme Court members getting into, the kind of, but why wouldn't you use some common sense? I don't have the same problem with Clarence Thomas a lot of other people do. I don't think he's the brightest guy that's ever been a Supreme Court justice, but, he's adequate. He's okay. He's nothing special. But to do this sort of thing and leave yourself open to scrutiny, back again to the arrogance of power, it's just one more example that all these people are feeding at the trough. They got there because you, directly or indirectly, enabled them to do it. You voted for George Bush the father. He got Clarence Thomas in there, yada, yada. So now these people take advantage of the situation, and to the nth degree. Apparently, Clarence Thomas has been he's being investigated. He did it quietly, and he didn't do so much of it. No, he's going to investigate. But he's all over the place telling everybody, hey, I took a ride. $50,000 weekend off on the yacht or whatever it is. And if you want the job, then you rule. I mean, you live by the rules. If you don't want the job and you want to somehow or other help this guy in some other way, that's fine. But I think you're really asking for it when you are as obvious as Clarence Thomas apparently has been And we see it all over the place. Everybody's got their hand out. Everybody's asking for money. Everybody wants money. It's just, it goes around and around and around and around. And where does it stop? Does it ever? Can it stop?
It doesn't.
No. I mean, am I just whistling in the wind? Can it ever, unless we have some sort of an evolution here, it isn't going to stop. Until you say this is it, we need 1 6-year term for Congress, 1 6-year term for the Senate, 1 6-year term for the presidency, 1 6-year term for governors. Otherwise, this corruption is going to continue and continue and continue. So I suggest you use your Twitter and your Facebook connections to ask people. We ought to maybe do something like that ourselves, Jennifer. Ask people whether or not they think that we ought to do something about all of this. And if that's the case, then what do we do? What's your suggestion? I think that's a great way to use that tool. It's wonderfully used, you know, instead of necessarily looking at who Paul McCartney's going to marry. Although that's interesting, too. 17 half the hour and good day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
21 after on Good Day.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is a day early. Rich, you want to save this for tomorrow?
We'll have plenty of this stuff tomorrow.
Actually, I actually have found my... I have my summer CDs all ready to go. My own CD player here. We're celebrating birthdays today. Jerry Keller had a hit with this song back in 1961, 62. I think
recent.
every summer, this song got dusted. I don't think it's still there. What do you mean? What's wrong with this? Clark, crank it up. It's a good summer song. Crank this up. That's how it is. This is cool stuff.
Is that Jay-Z in the background?
Yeah. Sunshine on my own summer song of summer home. Martin Landau, Academy Award-winning actor. Remember Ed Wood? He won that in 1994.
Yeah.
First became known, he and his wife, Barbara, what was her last name?
Mrs. Wood.
No.
Oh, Mrs. Landau.
Yeah, Barbara. She was in Mission Impossible with him.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara, I can't remember her last name. Anyway, in lots of great movies. He was actually quite good. A recurring role on The Entourage, which seems to be going away. Is this the last season
for
that?
Yes, it's the final season.
You know who they want to also be on it this season before it goes? Mr. Wiener.
Nice.
They've asked him to do a cameo.
Really?
Barbara Bain, by the way.
Barbara Bain. That's it. You're right, Richie. Danny Aiello's birthday is today. Born in the state 1933.
Why are we playing Wish Upon a Star from Hudson Hawk?
You can handle that if you'd like to. That was the best thing he was ever in. But Richie loves
it. Hey, he sings it, though.
This is so annoying. I've got to get out of this fast.
Why?
I cannot stand this theme.
Oh, the theme.
Yeah. I like John Mahoney, who played Martin, Frazier's dad, who's 71 today.
Me too.
Happy
I'm
birthday.
Now.
All right, let's get to Brian Wilson. Richie. Crank this up. Help me, Rhonda. Help me. How can you not love this?
Oh, help me.
All right, Jerry Keller, born this date, 1937. Mahoney, born this date, 1940. He was in the Hudsucker Proxy. Tons of movies. The Russia House, Moonstruck, Manhattan Project. Just great character actor. That's what he is. Bass player and singer, born this date, 1942, Brian Wilson, responsible in many ways for most of the 35 hits. Imagine that.
Absolutely.
35 songs. The Beach Boys, how many more do they have in their entourage?
Oh, they wrote hundreds.
Hundreds of them. Sure. I Get Around, Good Vibrations, Hep Miranda, Surfin' USA, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Brian Wilson was.
Help me! 19, help me!
Yeah, but you see, that's so not appropriate, because that's not what this song is about. Here's another lady that I love to extol the value and virtue of, Mona Ann Murray. Ann Murray, great Canadian. She was a school teacher. She used to, I think it was third grade, if memory serves me correctly, third or fourth grade. She loved to sing with her class. And for some reason, I think she's in, I want to say she was in British Columbia, but it may be in Saskatchewan. Anyway, not important to the story. She and her class were singing one day in a fellow who ran a music rep business heard her sing and thought she was wonderful. And the rest, as they say, is history. And great history, too, for Ann Murray. Okay, wait a minute. What are we doing here?
I'm getting all the birthdays in while you sit here and tell stories.
I'm telling you, but you didn't let me talk about Dolores Brooks from the Crystals, who's 65. Lionel Richie's birthday is today, and so is Alan Longmer, who is with the Bay City Rollers. John Goodman.
Where did this come from?
I forget. Guess whoever it is. You
somebody
guess
in all of those bands I just played is having a birthday. Yeah, you'll never know who. But.
Wonderful. Nicole Kidman, 44 today. Happy birthday to her. Forget it. 28 after.
Almost 2,000 journalists have died on duty since 1944. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. In our digital age, we sometimes forget the vital role of the professional journalists who risk their lives in person to bring us the nuances of a story. One organization that keeps track of them is Reporters Without Borders, a nonprofit that cautions us, don't wait to be deprived of news to stand up and fight for it. The group's website shows where freedom of the press is actively under attack. From Hong Kong to Peru, it's a sobering tribute to those who bear witness with investigative scrutiny. Reporters Without Borders defends journalists in prison and provides updates on new journalistic ventures, including a website from inside Iran. From a report on organized crime to the moving photos of the late Tim Hetherington, Reporters Without Borders looks beyond headlines and hype. Its website is viewable in 6 languages. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has 2 powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Phase 1 of the insiders' plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control 2 things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection?
right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Stay on like the desert.
Welcome back.
You're going to follow the live video as well as the audio of this program, at least Richie and me.
Excuse me, I have a phone call.
At DougStefan.com.
Yeah.
Really, did you leave the car parked outside without paying the... you probably getting a ticket, Richie. Somebody's calling you and say, get that car out of the way. The information that you can glean out of looking at DougStefan.com today includes the complete list of winners from last night's Daytime Emmy Awards. Also, the information on the Miss USA pageant, or as Jennifer is having to call it, the Miss America.
Miss America. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Whatever. So America, USA, really? Is there a big difference?
Well, who cares about this stuff anymore?
It is.
Does anybody care about this?
The people that are looking to get world peace are upset about it.
Who watches it? That's my question.
I don't know.
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Is this the one that Donald Trump owns?
I don't know.
What is
I think
he
so, because this one goes to Miss Universe. Which one goes to Miss Universe?
You're asking
because I think he owns that one.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
No, I don't know.
So Miss USA, they're all a bunch of skinny women, young women.
Yeah.
With Vaseline on their teeth.
Yeah. Right. It's all. It's just they look.
And you have a problem with this? Why?
Unreal. They don't look real. Why can't we have some real women?
Let me tell you what they look. They look real hot.
I see a real woman in the mirror every day. Why do I want to tune in and see that? I want to see something better.
He saw the top 16 as they were chosen, then the final eight, and then it was down to the final four, and then the final four down to the final two, and then Miss USA, Rima Fakih, who is...
She
got in trouble, didn't she, for being doing something naughty?
But here's the question that you hear a lot of really simple minds asking. What happened to the good old American girls? What happened to Dolores Smith?
She is a good old American girl. She just happens to have a name.
That's a melting pot, sir.
And listen, you're not arguing with me. I'm not saying
melting pot.
Racist.
About, yeah, right. That's
racist.
Right. Yeah, okay, Rich. So anyway... Miss California. What's Miss California's name, Jennifer?
Is it Kathy Lynn Grossman?
Really? You're asking me this after I told you I didn't watch it? I thought it was Miss America.
Alyssa Campanella.
Thank you.
Alyssa Campanella.
Wow.
Okay. Hmm. So here she is after being crowned Miss USA.
Okay, ladies, this is it.
This is my gosh. The big building.
Please come forward and join us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hold
in prayer.
All right. Now, I want to see you do this. Take a deep breath.
Stand on one leg, quack like a chicken.
And good luck to all of you.
Bounce up and down real fast. For the one guy watching it.
We can now reveal that the third runner-up for Miss USA 2011
is Jennifer Horn.
Yes! Aww.
Roberta's going to be two.
Texas.
Yeah. Yeehaw. See, that's like losing. Are there booing?
Yeah. The booing that you came for.
Texas fans in the audience. There are three women left. One of them is about to become the new Miss USA. The second runner-up is...
I'm so nervous.
I know. Who's it
gonna be? Alabama!
Roll Tide.
Roll the B-roll.
Okay.
Okay.
This is it, everybody.
This is it. Everybody.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, girls. Come on down here so we can be right here. Thank you, sweetie.
We are down.
Your best friends?
To the final
wow.
two.
They're
your best friends.
Friends.
They are
not
best
anymore.
Friends.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Scratch your eyes out.
We're down to
best
guy.
Friends. Either of these women would be worthy of the Miss USA 2011 title.
Right.
But only one will take the honor and the crown right now.
Will it be?
Let's have a mud wrestle
California?
For it.
Or will it be? Tennessee.
Those hicks from the South, forget them. It's Miss California.
We will Yay. Now reveal the judge's final decision yeah. right here.
Your final answer.
I just want to point out, if for any reason...
Seriously, who are these losers that are the host of this
yeah,
program?
Joanna Rancic is the girl.
Her,
the
guy is. Her best friend, the first runner-up, is going to take over.
Okay.
Oh, she's already.
Here we go.
In case of their untimely death.
Miss USA 2011 is
Doug Steffen.
California!
Ah! Ah!
The first runner up is Tennessee.
Congratulations! The least pretty of you two is Miss Tennessee. Good job.
Oh,
lose 10 pounds and come back next year.
You notice how irrelevant this all is?
It's
completely
USA
irrelevant.
2011.
Okay. Wonderful.
Let's get into the important part. Is she blonde?
No, she's brunette.
There she goes.
The one she beat was blonde.
Oh, man.
The blonde lost. The brunette
Why
lost.
Why do the blondes always lose these days?
What are you going to do?
We're special.
Yeah. Hey, man. Stop.
Ever been a redhead, Miss America USA?
I don't know.
Let me know when you're done with this.
Try dyeing your hair back
to
black, and then let's see if it makes a difference.
Mm.
Yeah. What about you, Doug? You going to dye your hair back to black, or are you going to keep the gray?
Nah, I'm keeping the gray.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, are
I've
we
never
all
heard
set?
You say this, you had gray hair.
We all done with this?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, should we talk about something of substance?
Oh,
what
I
are
thought
you
we
talking
were.
About?
Oh.
That was the most fun we've had all day.
All right, the story at DougSteffen.com. We're following the J.K. Rowling, the mystery website, in preparation for some kind of major announcement.
So oh, yeah. Our,
it's
our
Pottermore.com.
Pottermore.com. What does our right. local, our team Harry Potter expert think,
Roberta? I wish Megan were here. Megan,
you know, my daughter went crazy yesterday. She says, Mom, you got to see this. You got
to
see this. So
there's nothing
to see. Nobody knows.
No.
No, it's just a
it's
website.
It's just a static page
yeah,
with an owl on it.
A static page. But the very fact that it's there, the whole Potter
the people who are speculating, there are different theories. For example, one of them is that it will herald a new wizarding school. Only a matter of time
Ooh.
Before a curtain is pulled back on a very
oh, yeah.
special school for wizards in training. It could be.
So a new Harry Potter line,
yeah,
possibly.
Right. Or a new theme park. To the United Kingdom comes a new theme park. Or maybe down in Orlando, who knows.
Well, they've got the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Orlando, and there is talk about building an affiliated hotel with that.
Mm. I get everybody's
based
imagination.
Harry Potter. So,
and let's see, one of the other theories is the release of the Potter series as electronic books. What about that? That
oh, that's right.
This kind
yeah,
of
they're not on
hype?
E-book. You can't get it on Kindle
no,
or anything.
You can't.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Nope. All right, let's see here. The Harry Potter Encyclopedia, perhaps. A spin-off for secondary characters.
Or an adult Harry Potter underwear series.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Wiener can be the model.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so that's at DougSteffen.com. How's this for karma?
It's my wand.
Karma. Karma.
Go ahead. Karma. Chameleon.
Okay. The story at DougStevin.com about this convict who escaped from a prison in Washington State.
Yeah.
He was lost and he stopped by a cabin in hopes of getting some food, knocked on the door, and was greeted by the guard from the prison that he had just escaped from.
So did he get any food?
Huh? I thought that's just too good. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, can you just imagine?
You couldn't ask for a better ending, right?
No.
Did the guy have to chase him, or did he give it up?
No, I guess he just gave it up. Yeah. Hmm. I'm looking at the slideshow of me out on the plow. You want to see something that actually is kind of cool, if I do say so myself. We're finishing the plow and getting the corn in the ground and other things that need to be planted as spring comes to an end. And I'm looking at this picture, and it really does kind of give you an essence. I mean, it's not you can't see me, but what's cool about it is on this tractor, one of my favorites, this is a Massey Ferguson 1150. It's a great, big, very powerful engine. And you see one of the things that I love about getting onto the tractor and being on the land, look at how great the land looks, and look at how everything sort of sets into the background of the trees. This is a field that's about 84 acres here. I've been using it for a long time. And it just is kind of a hoot in the springtime to get this land prepared. But if you've never seen any of this sort of thing being done, you can get there's three or four good shots that are there. And it's it just gives you another slice of life, if you will. Nothing more than that. It's just sort of it's part of the story.
How come you don't draw those big, nice tractors with the glass enclosed cabs?
Because I don't like them. They get too hot. If the air conditioning doesn't work, the heat doesn't. I don't like them. I want to be outside. You can't see. I do have a couple of them, but I don't like driving them. So the guys use them in the wintertime for work that has to be done in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But if you look at all of the tractors I have that little canopy does two things. It's protected to the rollover protection, that big steel frame. If the tractor were happen, if I were in the compromising position, the tractor rolled over, that ropes, the rollover protection system, that big steel frame would keep me from being hurt. Then I put a canopy on top of them to keep the sun from glaring down on all of us. Whoever is using, I have about half the tractors now with those on them. But I don't like the enclosed cabs because you can't really see around you. The important thing about being able to do this stuff, you see me turning around in one or two of these shots, looking at the plow and how it's doing. And the way that you control, if you will, or intelligently look at what the machinery is doing is to be able to see everything around you. And those cabs are, for whatever the reason, they engineer them so you can't really get, a blind spot they talk about in cars all the time?
Yeah.
Those cabs require you to have the neck of an ostrich or mirrors all over the place, and you can't really, you don't see firsthand or feel firsthand what's going on around you. And I think that's, I find it a problem. So I don't like them.
Yeah.
Plus the fact, the new tractors that will do with this tractor may be worth $10,000-$12,000. But to do the same work, if I were to buy a new tractor that had this horsepower and this capabilities, it'd be almost $100,000.
Dude!
For the same thing. So I keep these things, love them. More of them I could find, when I have some discretionary money, which isn't now, but if I find them around, I've picked up a couple of them in a basket and put them back together again. Because they're that good. They just, they can do anything. And they last forever if you take care of them. Last forever. The twin to this, I just blew a head gasket over the weekend, which means the engine has to come apart. But you could hit that engine on that tractor with a sledgehammer and you wouldn't break
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. No. Not at all. So anyway, there's the slideshow at DougStevin.com, 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
So let's spend the last moments of this hour reflecting on Clarence Clemons. The video of the day at DougSteffen.com today is a classic video from Bruce. A live performance of Rosalita come out tonight, and there's great audio with that. Clarence Clemons, 1942 to 2011. The U2 tribute to him as well, some pretty good video there. So there's a lot of stuff on the web and a lot of tweeting and sad stories.
And we're asking at Facebook your favorite Bruce Springsteen song also, yeah. The E Street Band.
Yep, check that out. Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen Show, 51 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Battling wildfires in one state, dealing with failed levees in another. For many, it was a rough weekend. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Stopping a wildfire in southern Arizona, now the top priority for the U.S. Forest Service. More than 1,000 firefighters battling the Monument Fire near Sierra Vista, Arizona. The blaze grew to more than 26,000 acres yesterday with the help of wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. More than 1,000 homes had to be evacuated as the wind-whipped blaze broke through containment lines and jumped across a major highway. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has issued an emergency declaration. As of yesterday, the Monument Fire was less than 30% contained. Meanwhile, efforts to get the massive Wallow Fire under control continue. That wildfire started in eastern Arizona in late May and is the largest blaze in that state's history. It has burned more than 500,000 acres. More than 3,500 firefighters are battling the Wallow Fire, which is said to be more than 50% contained now. Elsewhere, levees across the rising Missouri River are starting to fail. Hundreds of people fleeing their homes after a swell of water breached two levees in Missouri's Atchison and Holt counties over the weekend. Officials say the river has risen more than 2 feet over the past 24 hours. The Missouri National Guard has begun 24-hour patrols in the area.
We work with Atchison County Sheriff's Department and the Missouri Highway Patrol. As problems arise,
floodwaters already pouring into farmlands and residential areas in parts of Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska that were protected by the levees. That has prompted the Nebraska Public Power District to issue a warning at the Cooper Nuclear Power Plant near Brownville. The Omaha Public Power District issued a similar warning earlier this month as the water rose near the Fort Calhoun Nuclear Power Plant in Blair, Nebraska. That power plant has been shut down completely. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/9.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
It's a new week on Wall Street following a mixed day for the stock market last Friday. The Dow finishing 43 points higher, closing the week at 12,004. S&P up 4 points, NASDAQ lost 7. Oil prices down $1.94 a barrel last Friday, settling at just over $93. Things seem to be back to normal at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport following a bomb scare yesterday. A woman allegedly told workers at an airport ticket counter in Ohio that there was a bomb on a U.S. Airways flight that was already in the air bound for Washington, D.C.
Tennessee. The FBI swept the plane when it landed, but didn't find anything dangerous. Passengers on the plane were patted down and questioned. This passenger, Tracy Singer, said she didn't mind.
It is what it is. The alternative could have been drastic. I mean, that's what it was. If, you know, they took care of us. They did the safety precautions.
The woman who originally reported that bomb threat is now in custody. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Since time immemorial, the Green Lantern Corps has served as the keepers of peace, order, and justice throughout the universe.
You don't say. The Green Lantern bringing in over $52 million in its first 3 days of release. Good enough to make it the top film at the box office this weekend, but it made less than expected. This movie cost a reported $200 million to make. And finally, we talk golf. A 22-year-old pro golfer from Northern Ireland who gave his dad quite a gift on Father's Day. Rory McIlroy capturing the U.S. Open in dominant and historic fashion, an open record score of 16 under par, an 8-shot wire-to-wire win. Here's what young Rory had to say about his incredible effort.
You know, to get my first major championship out of the way quite early on in my career, especially after what's happened, you know, the last couple of months.
Rory referring directly to his meltdown at the Masters, where he led going into the back nine, only to falter on his way to a final round 80. It was not going to happen this time.
You know, it feels great, and, you know, just looking forward to putting myself in the picture for hopefully many more.
Rory McIlroy ushering in a new era with a perfect mix of confidence, humility, gratitude, and perspective. Tiger Woods, who did not play in this U.S. Open because of injury, could learn a lot from this 22-year-old.
Hey, Tiger, no need to hurry back. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.